This is Daily Discipleship. There's no glamour or notoriety when you're the supporting cast, but without your efforts, the star is sunk. So says Dr. Leroy Imes. In a moment, we'll join him as he confronts this issue in Exodus chapters 28 through 31. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Someone asked a very famous conductor of a great symphony orchestra which instrument he considered the most difficult instrument to play. The conductor thought for a moment and then said, "Second fiddle. I can get plenty of first violinists, but to find one who can play second fiddle with enthusiasm, that's a problem. And if we have no second fiddles, we have no harmony." Today's passage gives us a challenging lesson in humility. Moses comes through like a champ in what could have been a very sticky situation. Up until now, he'd been the leader. But now Aaron and his descendants are appointed by the Lord to take over a very key role in the life of God's people. Aaron is appointed high priest, and his descendants after him will fill that role as well. And at the same time, the descendants of Moses were assigned the menial work of the Levite. Aaron and his descendants now take center stage, while the sons of Moses become common laborers in the service of the sanctuary. They carried the tabernacle about from place to place. They became janitors. They put up the tent. They assisted the priest in their various responsibilities. And Moses did not balk for a minute at this arrangement. It is clear evidence of his humble spirit and sincere commitment to the glory of God. And Aaron, who'd been in the shadow of Moses, is now elevated to the position of the high priest unto God. It's a clear picture of the principle that God will exalt those who abase themselves. And we are told Aaron had on his forehead a plate of pure gold engraved with the words, "Holiness to the Lord." He was consecrated to God. Purity of life for the leaders of the people was first and foremost in the work of God. But there's a subtle truth that could be easily overlooked in this context. The word consecration in the Hebrew language means filling the hands. To consecrate Aaron and his sons is read to mean you will fill the hands of Aaron and his sons. They were to live with their hands full. They had no time to fritter away their days. They were to be busy people involved in a great work, set aside to live lives of holiness unto the Lord and giving the full measure of their energies to the work of God. This is a clear picture of what God wants from you and me. As priests unto God, our lives must be lived in holiness and humility, unspoiled by the lust of the flesh, lived in victory in our warfare with the devil, and holding in contempt the glitter and glamour of the things of this world. And as we are engaged in the work of God, our days must reflect the presence of God, lived in unreserved wholeheartedness in the things of God. Let's live life with our hands full, full of that which God has given to us to do, whether it's visible leadership or playing second fiddle. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, humility and greatness go hand in hand on Daily Discipleship.